Maine's public schools cannot find enough foreign language teachers, and they're also having a hard time keeping the ones they do hire. In the second of a three-part series on this issue, Robbie Feinberg reports on how cultural stresses and heavy workloads are both factors in this critical shortage.
Hola, clase.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
In the town of Buckfield, north of Lewiston, Greg Reed leads his middle school Spanish class in a round of animated call and response, throwing his hands in the air to emphasize the words. Reed is proud of his Hispanic heritage. He spent more than a decade advocating for migrant workers in the fields of Aroostook County. And when he switched to teaching at Presque Isle High School, he took his students on a field trip to meet those workers.
Of course, it was so different and foreign to them because they only knew one particular area of northern Maine. So they both were able to be exposed on that. You
know. But Reed says as a teacher in northern Maine, he never felt comfortable sharing his heritage, particularly around some community members.
We had some foreign exchange students in Presque Isle, and I could hear teachers say, well, he can't speak English worth a bean, you know, so he ain't worth me teaching him. And I'm like flabbergasted to hear that, and I just want to jump and say, are you kidding me? Here you are. That's your job as a teacher.
Now Reed has moved on to Buckfield, where he says he feels accepted. A district official in Presque Isle declined to comment on Reed's story. But educators say they believe that cultural stresses are one of the factors that are having a chilling effect on the search for foreign language teachers in Maine. Jay Kettner, the world language specialist for the Maine Department of Education, says it's not just that there aren't enough qualified teachers.
But we have 500 individuals currently teaching a language. However, we have 1,092 individuals who are currently holding valid certification to teach a world language.
Kettner says that means there are 600 certified language instructors who are choosing not to teach.
Some have moved into administration but maintain the certification, but all of those 592 surplus teachers who are holding that certification have left the classroom. So teacher retention is also an issue in this.
However, retaining teachers is easier said than done. Nationally, 8% of all classroom teachers leave the profession every year, according to a recent report from the Learning Policy Institute. The reasons range from low pay to insufficient prep time. Marty Abbott, the executive director of the American Council for the Teaching of Foreign Languages, says those same issues affect foreign language teachers, who can often use their skills to find other better-paying jobs.
Naturally, people are going into a wide variety of fields where we do need their language capabilities, but we also need people with language expertise to become teachers as well.
If you ask foreign language teachers in Maine, they'll tell you that their biggest challenge is workload. At the elementary and middle levels, many work in four or five schools at a time, which makes travel and planning difficult. Even at the high school level, teachers say the demands are high. Janessa Trebway, who teaches high school French in Brewer, says that the school has asked her to teach two different levels of French at the same time, in the same classroom.
Well, at first I was really perplexed about how I was going to do this.
Trebway says she's trying to be creative in solving the challenge by sometimes sending French 3 students out into the hall while the advanced students work in the classroom. But she says students aren't satisfied with this workaround.
I think my students are more upset about the combined classes than I am. My French 3 students feel like the class is 10 times harder than it is because they're mixed in with kids above their ability level. So they're really intimidated. And my 4 and AP students are worried that they're not going to get the necessary knowledge that they need to pass their AP test today.
The other challenge some teachers point to is a mindset, both locally and nationally, that questions the importance of learning a foreign language.
You've probably heard this. You know, what do you call someone who speaks 3 languages? Trilingual. What do you call somebody who speaks 2 languages? Bilingual. What do you call somebody who speaks 1 language? American.
Jane Smith chairs the Modern Language Program at the University of Maine at Orono.
Something about Americans that we just have this mindset that some would argue that's how it should be, but I think that's a pretty myopic thinking.
And Smith says she's seen how that mindset affected two of her students, both French speakers, originally from Africa, who taught in rural Lincoln.
And I know they left that area because culturally it was very hard for them. They also were surprised at the attitudes of students that, you know, they don't need to learn it. There wasn't the eagerness for learning. And for them it's completely foreign. Well, we need to do what we can to make it not so foreign.
So how do you make it not so foreign? Well, there is one approach that some teachers point to, starting early. Once a week, Sachiko Clef walks into this elementary school classroom at the Marsha Bucher School in Richmond to teach Japanese. Even though the language is so foreign to these students, Clef says she's able to connect and engage through pop culture, Pokemon, and anime cartoons.
Especially first year, they got really excited to learn something new. Well, I want them to keep that excitement and motivation.
The goal, she says, is to make students feel comfortable with foreign languages when they're only 7 or 8. That way, when they're high schoolers, language won't seem so foreign.
The point is, if they don't like it, they would never learn it. They lost interest, they would never learn.
This early approach has been embraced by another rural state, Utah. The state launched an initiative back in 2008 to create dual immersion classrooms in about 20% of Utah's elementary schools, where staff teach the class in a language other than English. The initiative costs about $3.2 million a year. That's about $100 a student, says Greg Roberts with Utah's Department of Education. He says that investment will make thousands of students bilingual by the time they graduate.
And so for our economic survival and for the national security of our country, we must educate students who are multilingual and have intercultural competency skills.
Jay Kettner with the Maine Department of Education says the state hasn't really considered this approach due to the costs. But Portland Public Schools has one immersion classroom, and other districts say they're eyeing immersion locally as a way to create structural changes in language instruction across Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.